On today's show, a look at the future of automotive lighting. Škoda shows off what its future SUV might look like, and why we may not have seen the last of Hyundai Santa Cruz. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 2nd of 2016. Well, great news for small volume manufacturers. You know those startups that make expensive exotic sports cars or alternative energy vehicles? Well, tucked away in a December highway bill that recently passed was a provision that will allow low volume manufacturers to produce replica vehicles that are exempt from some regulatory requirements. Previously, NHTSA had not distinguished between a company producing millions of vehicles or one just producing thousands. The replica vehicles must still meet emission standards and are subject to equipment standards as well as recalls. But now that the bill has passed, we're already getting word that manufacturers like the DeLorean Motor Company will once again start producing the iconic DMC-12, but this time with a 300 to 400 horsepower engine. While definitely a worthy choice, we'd like to know what replica car you'd like to see make a comeback. Automakers will be reporting January car sales throughout the day, but in the meantime, let's take a look back at 2015 sales around the globe. Wards Auto reports that car makers sold close to 89 million vehicles last year, which is a gain of 2%. That number also includes medium and heavy-duty trucks. In North America, sales topped 21 million vehicles, which is up 6% from the previous year. Sales in Asia hit 43 million units, up 2.5%, and car makers in Europe sold just under 20 million vehicles, a 3.5% gain. South America was the only region to see a drop. Sales in that market hit 4.3 million vehicles, which is over a 20% decrease from the previous year. And still to come, automakers experiment with new lighting systems, and Škoda reveals a new SUV concept.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
We've been looking at what's going on in the current world of automotive lighting, but why don't we extend ourselves out into the future a little bit? Organic light-emitting diodes, or OLEDs, are all the rage in TVs because they're light, thin, and don't use much power. But they could also make waves in the automotive world as well. Lighting companies like Varroc are working with the technology, and it says OLEDs are showing promise for use in side markers and turn signals. Check out this OLED panel, which as you can see, is transparent when off. This means it may be possible to stack the separate functions of a lighting system, like the brake light, turn signal, and running light, in front of and behind one another within a single assembly. Now, if you're wondering if OLEDs would make a good headlight, it sounds like we're a ways off from that. Varroc says an OLED headlight would have to be the size of a large TV screen to be as effective as current headlights. Škoda introduced its new design language back in 2014 with a concept car it called the Vision C. And now we're getting a look at what a future SUV might look like. The concept, called the Vision S, features clean, sharp lines across the entire body with new, more emotional LED headlights, but it also wears the automaker's signature grille. With three rows of seats and room for up to six people, the Vision S is larger than the brand's Yeti model. While Škoda didn't reveal much more, I'm sure we'll learn a whole lot more about the concept when it makes its official debut in March at the Geneva Motor Show. And coming up next, Hyundai is taking a serious look at bringing its Santa Cruz concept to market.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last year at the Detroit Auto Show, Hyundai revealed a sleek, small truck concept called the Santa Cruz Crossover. Usually a concept like this is just for show and not seriously considered for production. But Dave Zukowski, the head of Hyundai Motor America, told us on Autoline After Hours, the company has thrown a lot of engineering resources at the model and done a lot of work on it since the Detroit show. Based on consumer research, Zukowski says, and I quote, "We really think executed right, beautifully styled, functional, great fuel economy, priced properly, that there is a segment there. So it sure sounds like we haven't seen the last of the Santa Cruz. But what do you think? Is this a model you'd be interested in?" By the way, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. And you're not going to want to miss this week's Autoline After Hours. John and Gary will be sitting down with legendary automotive icon Bob Lutz. He'll be here to talk about his new car company, VLF Automotive, that he founded with Henrik Fisker and former Boeing executive Gilbert Villarreal. But you can be sure Bob will have a lot to say about other hot topics in the auto industry. So if you have any questions, just send them to viewermail@autoline.tv. And join us this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.